I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme? Oh wait, that was sarcasm? Listen as Larry Wilmore and Trevor Noah take on Trump's claim that Obama founded ISIS. Larry Wilmore takes some jabs at Trump's spokesgoblin, while Trevor Noah wonders if Trump knows what sarcasm actually is. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Right now, America is struggling, trying to decide between who will be its next president. Madam Secretary of Secret Servers, or a used diaphragm from the Jersey Shore.
Okay, now last week, I made a few jokes at the expense of Trump's spokesgoblin, Katrina Pearson. I don't want to give the impression I was picking on her just because she's working for Trump. I would never do that. Goblin lives matter, you guys. Okay? But then she has to go and say this.
Remember, we weren't even in Afghanistan by this time. Barack Obama went into Afghanistan, creating another problem.
No. Obama did not go into Afghanistan. Now you're just being stupid for stupid's sake. Okay?
Because, as a surrogate, whatever a candidate says, the surrogate has to defend it. Even if their candidate says something like this.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS, okay? He's the founder.
Now, you see that clip? We get to watch it, and we get to be shocked, and then we get to laugh, and then we get to weep for America's future. But a surrogate has to watch that and then go, yes, Obama is the founder of ISIS. Obama...
I don't understand. What is wrong with you people? Perhaps you're not familiar with all the disasters from the Bush administration. There was a terrorist attack. We got into two wars. Vice President shot his friend, for Christ's sakes.
But you have to admit, Trump surrogates, they work hard for their money. So Trump said Obama founded ISIS, or as they say in other words...
You know, he's not a professional politician who's been at this for 30 years with all the polished language, all the handlers Hillary has.
When we're in rallies, you know, things get a little animated.
I think what he's saying there is legitimate political commentary.
In a way, it had a fundamental truth to it.
They did found ISIS. They did establish it. Their names might not be on the founding documents, but they laid the groundwork.
Saying the founders was clearly an exaggeration, and I think also meant to entertain.
Well, Donald Trump obviously wasn't talking about Barack Obama being the one that formed their business entity paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. I don't think anyone in ISIS had to file business entity paperwork.
Now, earlier today, she admitted she got this wrong, after the entire world told her she was wrong. But here's what really gets me, guys. She's the spokesperson for a man seeking the highest office in the land. All she had to do was be alive for the last 16 years, right, to have known she was wrong. And keep in mind, as a goblin, she may have been alive for centuries. Right? I'm just saying. This is possible.
Trump is now apparently walking back his claim that President Obama and Hillary Clinton are the founders of ISIS.
Trump tweeting out this morning, quote, ratings challenge CNN reports so seriously that I call President Obama and Clinton the founder of ISIS and most valuable player. They don't get sarcasm.
Yeah, you know why they report it seriously? Because you're a presidential candidate. That's, oh, why are you guys taking me so seriously? Oh, I'm not sure that Donald Trump knows what sarcasm means. I feel like he needed to get out of a jam, and then he heard the word. Someone was like, were you being sarcastic? And he was like, that one. That's the one. That's the one.
Donald Trump is a psychopathic narcissist who not only has the hands of an infant, he has the mind of one. Okay? I'm just saying. And I apologize to all infants.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.